You're on the commute. You might still be thinking about getting up.
No matter what you're doing or wherever you are sharing the start of your day
with Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Now that'll make you feel good.
Just like for the first time ever, you can save $800 on an AEG washing machine only at Domain Home Appliances West Gosford.
All right, here they are.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Good morning, Coasties.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This has been the best show ever so far.
No one's
been offended. No one's been upset.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, there's been a laugh already.
Yes.
I just hope it doesn't
go. You're on fire.
I think it might be. Yeah, so far, so good.
So far, so good.
All right, we'll catch you tomorrow from 5:30.
Okay,
bye.
Goodbye. You know what? It's a clean studio, which feels nice. Somebody's been in here and did a bit of a spring clean.
Yes.
There's no dust.
No dust.
All of your rubbish on your side of the desk is gone, Akmal, which is great.
That wasn't rubbish. That was money and my wedding.
Your wedding ring. Don't tell me you've lost your wedding ring again.
No, I haven't. No. I was trying to be funny then, but you know, it's very early. We warm up, actually. You know, I take that back about the best show. Still, I think potentially this could be the best show in radio history because I think that you know, if history has shown us anything. It's shown us that we get better with time.
We get better, like a wine.
Yes,
like
exactly.
A good cab sav,
that's
Shiraz
right.
Blend.
Just, you know, open the top of my head and drink me. And you know, just let the flavour...
Breathe.
Exactly. Mm. That's the kind of show we're presenting to people. I hope you appreciate
it. So in today's shows, we have a warm overtone of pressure test with
lovely.
$300.
Well done.
It's
going
to
slide down the palate very nicely.
Yeah.
And then also, we are interviewing Rob Carlton.
I know, which is exciting.
Yep.
Yes.
Local coastie.
A taste of the pressure test. Oh, you've said the pressure test. Oh, I was trying to do the wine thing. I'm just not very good at it.
No,
look, he's a local coastie. He's a great actor and he's got a new movie coming out, so we'll chat to him soon.
He is our Johnny Depp, really.
He is.
A very poor second to Johnny Depp in every sense, but what a top bloke.
All right, we're chatting.
I love Rob Carlton.
Chatting to him later on in the show.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Now, Mandy, you're from South Australia.
I am.
But, you know, this article in the paper, he explains a lot. Because, you know, I was wondering, where do you come from? How did you evolve into who you are?
Into the weird unit that I am.
How did Mandy Coolin come about? Amanda, what, do you have a middle name?
No.
Let's give you Amanda Margaret Coolum. Because that's how... Whenever you have a middle name, you have status, right?
Yeah, okay. I don't have a middle name.
Well, if you want to know
how I came about, you should ask Jan and Alfie. Jan and Alfie are my mum and dad.
If you're listening, Jan and Alfie, give us a call.
Talk us through it.
They're in South Australia. Well, how old is your mum?
Oh, she's 72 now.
I heard she's not a fan of the show.
Do you know what? They do listen on our app. They've got the 2GO app. I put it on their phones and their iPads and stuff.
So they actually
listen on the app.
Do they really? But
yeah.
you said your mum said to you, look, darling, it's just not my cup of tea.
she said it's not her cup of tea.
She tunes in occasionally.
Okay.
We are not serving cups of tea, Mrs.
No.
Coolin. If you're listening. you know, Adelaide is an odd place, you'd have to say.
It's
different to the rest of Australia, right? If it was removed from the Australian map and just taken somewhere else, would anyone notice?
Yes, a lot of people would notice.
Yeah, there'd be water
there. Don't be mean to my South Australian people.
No, I love South Australia.
Okay.
I've performed there many times.
But they do have some weird rules there and stuff. Like, they've got... This is odd, quirky things in Adelaide.
It's quirky. That's
yes.
the place. That's
yeah.
that's the name. Come to South Australia. It's quirky.
It's a great little tourism line.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they'll go with that. But I met Jay Weatherall.
Did you? He's great.
Actually,
the South Australian elections are coming up this weekend.
Yeah, let's hope he stays. I like him.
He came
to my show.
Well, they've got the Tesla battery. He's organised all sorts of, you know, environmental stuff.
I like Jay. Jay is cool, but I didn't know who he was because I'm an ignorant person and I don't...
Follow.
You know, well, you know, I just... Whenever... You know, the news comes up and says, coming up now, South Australia. And I turn the channel straight away. I just lose interest. I don't know why. It's like a reflex action. And then he came up to me and said, hi, my name, I'm Jay Weatherall, as if I should know. And I said, hi, Jay. You know, and then he paused and he said, I'm the Premier of South Australia. Oh, that's right. I thought I recognised you from somewhere.
He's the one in charge of some unusual laws in South Australia.
Thank you very much for bringing us back on track.
Well done.
Now, This is the story that appeared in the paper yesterday about how different the laws are in South Australia. So there are certain things that you're not allowed to do. Spitting is against the law in South Australia.
Is it? I never knew that. Wow. Okay.
Are you a spitter?
No, not generally, but I'm not going to say I've never done it because I think I've probably done it once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
But not in a kind of bogan horrible way, just in a kind of I've got something caught, like I swallowed a fly kind
of
way.
You do it every time I finish a joke. No, but
so that's illegal.
That's illegal.
Okay, I know. I've got another one here. If a driver is parking their vehicle on a road that has a continuous dividing line or dividing strip, they must position the vehicle at least 3 meters from the continuous dividing line or dividing strip.
That's a good law. I didn't understand it.
I didn't either.
No, but
he's
that's where they get you. They'll tell you, I think you break the law. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Let me read it to you. And then you say it and you get a fine.
Here's a quirky one. A person must not sell or hire or offer to expose or sell or hire a refrigerator, ice chest or ice box of a capacity of 42.5 litres.
Because why? Because
I don't know, maybe
there's a body in there.
Yeah.
Hey, you with me? No, I'm just, I wonder why.
Possibly, that's true.
How did that law come about?
I don't know.
You're not allowed to associate with a prostitute. If you're caught associating with a prostitute or a drug dealer,
that's kind of generally everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I know that now. See, I like this show because you learn. And no, wait, don't wind me up just yet. We have to do the best one.
Okay, we'll do it.
Know, don't be in such a hurry. Just live the moment, you know? Just like, God, you know, just like, you're always living in the future. The past is gone. The future hasn't happened yet. There's only now. So just live now. And this is my personal favorite South Australian rule, law. And this is, you know, if you get caught in South Australia singing an offensive song, whatever that happens to mean, you will be busted. So I'm guessing that if you are in South Australia, you're not going to be seeing anyone singing this song out loud.
True blood.
Because you'll get arrested. And rightly so.
Yes, exactly.
Go on, Akmal, give us a rendition.
Now, hey, True Blue. Is it kangaroo?
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Honky Tonk.
But you can call 432-4444 right now, win a little prize simply by using your horn to complete the riff.
That's right.
Yeah, this is a new game called Honky Tonk. I'm very, very excited because we have the lovely Jocelyn from Tookley on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Jocelyn. We're excited that you've called for a start.
We'd like you to toot your own horn. This is the kind of show we have.
That's right. But firstly, Jocelyn, what kind of car do you have?
Nissan Tita.
Okay. I've got a Nissan. Nissan's rock. That's
now,
good.
Now, I just want to be clear, just for logistics, you didn't break in to play this game into someone's car.
No, I was on my way to work.
Okay, great.
All right. Can we just test the horn, please, Jocelyn?
Just give us a go.
Okay.
I couldn't hear it. Go again. Okay,
there's a little tiny horn.
It is there, though.
This game could backfire. If she's outside some grumpy man's house who's had enough of the noise, and this was the straw that broke the camel's back.
All right, Jocelyn, here we go. We're going to play you the riff. You have to finish it nice and loud on the horn. Hold your phone down to the horn. Here we go.
Yay! Wow. Seamless. That was seamless.
It was seamless. Jocelyn, you are such a champion for playing this game with me. Thank you so much. We're going to give you a prize.
Yeah, let's send you along to the Mariners. The Central Coast Mariners take on the Sydney FC Saturday, 24th of March. Tickets available now at ccmariners.com.au. You've got a double pass. And let's give you some
and
nuts.
And a kilo
too.
Of nuts
yeah,
to you,
Yeah, we're
going to
give you some nuts to take.
Love the nuts.
You love the nuts, see? I knew it.
Yes. You sound like a nut
lover.
She's got
a good horn and she loves the nuts.
Where do you work, Jocelyn?
It's a disability.
Oh,
do you? Good on you. That's where I was last year when I was with the options. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
This survey comes out every year, and it's pretty accurate. They survey countries from all over the world. Well, they survey every country in the world.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
If we're to believe
this study.
Do you believe everything you read?
No, I don't. Some of it's fake news.
What about stop signs when you drive?
No, I do believe those.
You do believe those?
Yes, I pay attention to those.
So you're very selective about what you believe. But I believe this. This makes sense. They've guess what the happiest country in the world...
Oh, so it's a happiness survey?
Did I mention that?
No.
I'm sorry. I mentioned it in my mind. Your psychic powers are not up to scratch today. Usually they're pretty good. So they found out that the happiest country in the world per capita is Finland.
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I want to be.
So these are local Finns who are singing at a funeral. It was at a funeral when they were singing that. That's how happy they are. It's actually illegal to be unhappy.
But isn't it funny, though, that Finland...
If you're miserable and you get caught in Finland...
They lock you up.
Well, first offense. Mm. Say, you know, hey, put on a smile, mister.
Otherwise, we're going to have to lock
you
up.
Hey, we've warned you about this. Right, we'll lock you up till you cheer up.
Okay, who came second then?
Denmark came second.
It's all the really cold countries, which surprises me.
Yeah.
Because happiness for me is sunshine and warm and vitamin D or whatever it is.
No, you've been doing it all wrong.
Mm.
Happiness is, you know, when you go home today, go in the fridge, sit there for an hour and see.
Okay.
I think your happiness levels will rise immediately.
Where did Australia come?
Australia came 16th.
Okay.
Whoa.
16th. And America came 18th.
Oh, at least we beat them. Good.
This is America's the richest country in the world. So the per capita, you make the most money for the and
least amount of happiness.
For the least amount of happiness, money does not buy you happiness.
Mm.
It doesn't. And I've had money and I've lost it. I was happy when I had it.
See,
that defeats my own argument. I know. But generally
speaking...
It's like
you're having a school debate with yourself.
No, yeah. Yes.
And you've just argued against
yourself. I've just lost. No. Look, money doesn't buy you happiness, but it does. But at least if you're miserable, at least you can suffer in comfort. You know what I'm saying? But you know who the most miserable people are?
Who?
People who live in Wollongong. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
We've got another survey, guys, and you know we love a good survey on this
love
show.
Love a survey. Give us a survey. Come on.
Well, this survey is about marital relationships.
Yes.
And the benefits associated with being in a happy marriage.
Yes.
So when you're in a happy marriage, it's already...
You know, I can think of a benefit straight away.
Mm.
You keep half your stuff. So I've got all my...
Get all your stuff.
Yeah, if you're thinking of divorcing, look at all your stuff.
Halve it. Exactly.
And then think, is it worth it?
Well, so lower risk of heart attacks, longer life, they're all benefits of being in a happy marriage. And they researched nearly 3,000 people, so it's pretty good.
Mm.
Basically, if you're in a supportive marital relationship, then you will probably have a healthier body weight in midlife.
Oh, God, so widow's miserable.
Are you miserable?
No, I'm actually really happy. I love my wife very much, and she loves me.
I think the widow might be, you know how some men, when their partner's pregnant, they kind of eat... it's a kind of companion eating or something.
Then,
what's it called? Is it called companion eating?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm doing.
And then the neighbors can play who's having the baby. Guess who's having the baby?
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding, widow. It's
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
You've got a story for us about
I do.
God being reincarnated.
Thank you for reminding me.
That's okay.
Yes. So I love it when God appears somewhere, and this time he's appearing in Nepal.
Okay.
There's a little boy. Mm-hmm. He's been called God, the reincarnation of the Buddha.
Why? What's he done that's so special that it separates him from everybody else on the planet?
He created the cosmos.
No, I'm talking about the boy, not God.
Well, no, he is God.
Oh, okay.
You're not following this at all.
What's he doing that's making him godlike?
Well, you know, he doesn't have to do anything. These monks go searching and they find this person and I don't know how. They don't really go into detail about how they distinguish God from, you know,
other
an
people.
Idiot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that clear. But this kid is 2 years old and he apparently has the ability to tame wild animals like monkeys. He goes in where the monkeys are and they just bow to him. You know, they just kind of fall to their, what do they fall to? What monkeys fall to? Their bums, which are red.
Mm.
I don't know if you ever noticed.
Some of them are, yeah.
Some of them are. The baboons.
The baboons.
My God. And me. I've got red bums. But I won't show you. And so they call him You must be like, you know, if you give birth to God, you'd be very proud, you know.
Yes.
Imagine that at parent-teacher night. Teachers, like other parents would be going, oh, you know, my boy can count to 10. Really? Well, my boy created your boy, so shut up. Now, but it's funny thing that coincidentally, God appeared elsewhere. This is in Nepal, right across the globe, in a place called Cornwall in the UK.
Yeah.
You know Cornwall?
Yeah.
Where the Cornish pasty comes from.
Delicious.
Also, yeah, delicious. And this rabbit, also delicious, apparently, is considered to be the reincarnation of Jesus because he was born without a cross on his head.
Yeah.
And then as he got older, a cross appeared on his head. So that's it. That's definitive, I think. It's Jesus.
But if that's God and the little kid's God,
yes,
is it like two gods?
Well, you could argue that God can be everywhere. He's a rabbit in Cornwall and he's a little kid who plays with monkeys in Nepal.
Mm.
That's the thing, right? But
what about that piece of toast that looked like it had Jesus' face on it?
Jesus, yes.
So toast can be Jesus as well.
They should crucify the toast. And the rabbit. No. It's a weird thing because Easter's coming up. Mm. And so this is why this story's come up.
Okay,
and it's,
so lots of people are claiming to be God ahead of Easter.
Yeah,
just to cash in.
Getting in early. Mm. Getting in early. If you're God, please announce yourself. Don't hide it. You know,
give us a call.
Give us a call if you're God. We can give you a prize. We can't really tempt you with a prize because you made everything.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4 If you are God,
I think we might have God on the phone. God, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Oh,
yeah,
great. Thanks for giving us a call, God. I mean, when we said give us a call if you're God,
we weren't expecting it. We got a few questions.
Oh, no. I rise early sometimes too. I don't get a chance to sleep and I've got too much work to do.
Okay.
Yeah, you must be
busy. You must be busy, yeah. What's on the agenda for today?
Well, I've really got to apologise to ACMAL because when I was handing out comedian licences, it was that small, I couldn't see him at the end of the line. So that's why I said to you, it was a little bit slow.
Yeah, yeah. But can I ask you something? Why did you create me with such tiny nipples? It's out of proportion with the rest of my body. I don't mean to be critical, God. Don't punish me or anything.
I had to punish you. That's why you had to wait nearly 20 years for your movie to get re-released, you poor man.
What have I done to deserve this? I'm going to follow the devil from now on. He's much more fun. Do you want to...
I occasionally catch up with the devil, but that's usually at a swingers club.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow.
All right.
There's a video I'd like to see.
Yeah, thank you, God. Great to hear from you this morning. Call the show anytime.
Have a nice day.
All right, thank you, God. On the back of hearing about a boy that's reincarnated as God, that guy didn't sound like a boy, but that's fine.
That is
okay.
God.
That's
God.
I'm a believer.
Yep.
You know, if Jesus had taught us anything, it's blessed are those who believe without... seeing.
Okay, stop now. We've got space news.
And now it's time for space news.
It's news from space.
Okay, so we'll get to Stephen Hawking a little later in the show, and of course
he's not going anywhere now.
Well, no, he's not. But I was really surprised to hear that Donald Trump the other day said that he has a new national strategy for space that recognises that space is a war-fighting domain, just like land, air and sea, and that we may even have a space force. And when he was pushed on this, he said, you know what, I just said it, I wasn't really being serious. But then I thought, what a great idea, maybe we'll have to do that, it could happen.
That could be
the big breaking story. We're going to do space force.
It's funny how you mention... Stephen Hawking and
Donald Trump
in a one sentence. Like, you know, the man with the biggest brain and
the man with the smallest brain.
Exactly. In one sentence. Who would have thought? It doesn't happen very often.
Now, I'm allowing you to do a little bit of space news as well today. Normally, it's my thing, but you've got a space story as well.
Thank you. You've shared.
I am sharing.
It's good. It's nice. Thank you. Now, this guy's come out, and this is big, in my opinion, because I'm interested in, like, extra... terrestrials, because I've been accused of being an alien many times, and which could explain my small nipples. I seem to be obsessive about it, but I'll move on. But this guy worked for NASA and the Pentagon for many, many years, and he's just retired, and he's given an interview, and he said, and this guy's respected. He's not a mental person like, you know, these people you see on the internet or the conspiracy theorists or my hippie friends who smoke a lot of funny tobacco. This guy's respected, and he says that a lot of UFOs that are just not reported and ignored because no one wants to be the mental person who believes in aliens. Now, I have two experiences of extraterrestrial encounters.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you now or should we...
Is it going to take half an hour?
Well, you're giving me that look like, hurry up.
Well, if you've got two stories and I just...
They're very good stories and they're real and
go
I can...
Go on then.
And I didn't imagine them because I was with my missus who's sensible and doesn't lie.
Okay.
Right? The first one was I was in Egypt when we were very young. I was maybe five and I remember this so clearly and we were sitting in the balcony in Cairo and eating watermelon. I remember everything about it, right? And my grandmother was there and my dad and my mum and my brother and this saucer just landed. It got really close to us. It was enormous and it was silent and it just hovered above us and we were just silent. We were just going, what is this? And it just disappeared about a minute later. And my dad said, I think it's something to do with NASA. But it wasn't NASA. This was really weird, right? And the second one, we're on Byron Bay Beach at night.
Okay, don't say any more because that's why you saw a flying saucer. You were in Byron Bay.
Don't make fun.
Okay,
because
go on.
I wasn't. I was completely lucid.
Okay.
And my wife was with me and my two dogs who will vouch for me.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be the first time. We saw... No, this is true, right? Don't make fun. Please, come
just
on.
Tell I'm the trying story.
This is freaky, right? We looked up in the sky. Now, this was no wind. It was a dark night, right? And there were no houses anywhere, no lights or anything. And Kate looked up and said, check that out. What's that? And it was these four lights, and they were making like a figure eight, right? The figure eight. And they would like go from one place and then move to another place. And then... just to be absolutely sure that we weren't dreaming, these guys came up and went, it was happening. And they came up and said, hey, how you going, man? You're that Blake from the telly.
Mm.
How you going? It's Akmal. And they said, can we have a photo with you? And I said, are you kidding? You got an extraterrestrial experience here.
Happening.
And you want to take a photo of me? You're an idiot. Look. And they're going, oh, yeah, that's probably a spaceship or something. And that's never been explained.
Maybe someone's trying to abduct you. Maybe the aliens are actually trying to abduct you. They've had two cracks at it. I think you should be on the lookout in case they're coming to get you.
I don't mind. I'd be happier. I'd be
maybe aliens. The aliens. Maybe
I'd fit
the
in more.
Maybe the aliens are jealous of your small nipples and they want to breed with you.
Maybe, well,
maybe that's it.
Maybe aliens have small nipples. And maybe I belong to them. Maybe I'm a superior being. Have you thought of that?
No.
No, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
You haven't.
Look, coming up next hour, we need to talk about Mandy's favourite show, The Crown.
Yeah.
Because you're very mad at it.
Mm.
It's not something that's happened in the show. It's happened out of the show.
I swear those stories were true.
I believe you.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You don't look like you do.
Sorry.
You give me sus look.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
A great show on Netflix that I watch and Mandy loves is The Crown.
It would help if we could decide here and now on your name.
My name?
Yes, ma'am. Your regnal name. That is the name you will take as queen.
Let's not overcomplicate matters unnecessarily. My name is Elizabeth.
Long live Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, Matt and I are addicted to this. We did the first season, and now we've got this rule that we can't watch an episode without each other, which is, you know, a lot of couples have this, so we have to wait till, you know, we're together to watch it, which means I haven't watched an episode in ages, so we've got to get it together and do that.
It's fantastic.
I love this show.
Do you feel, do you bow when it comes on? Or
yeah, I just
bow. Curtsy
to the Queen.
The Queen.
It's kind of like a little fly on the wall. I mean, I know it's made up, but it's a fly. Don't you reckon, Widow, it's a fly on the wall sort of look into the royal life?
Well, it's not all made up. It's based on historical events that have happened.
I know, but just the intimate personal moments and stuff
I just can't imagine there'll be flies in Buckingham Palace.
No, there probably isn't.
They'd
You're
be
right.
Executed.
There'd be a person that would be dedicated to just catching the flies, you would think.
Yeah, the fly guy.
The fly guy.
That's right.
The fly guy. Yeah. Imagine that. I work for the Queen. I am the fly guy.
Mm.
But I am a little bit upset, guys, and this is to do with pay equity. It's come out that Claire Foy, who plays the Queen in The Crown, is getting paid less than the guy that plays her husband.
Yes.
Who is Matt Smith?
I can tell you're very upset about this, but have you looked at all the facts? Is it an actual gender issue, or is it the fact that the guy who plays
Matt Smith,
who plays Prince Philip.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, a horrible human being in real life. He's a racist pig. And he's still alive. I can't believe that. Mm. What a horror. Anyway, he might be, I mean, I don't know. He might be a much more high-profile actor and much more accomplished, maybe. Like, for example, say if Meryl Streep did a movie with Craig McLaughlin, would you expect them to get the same money? It wouldn't be fair, well, right? But, am I right?
Well, okay, but you know what? Mm. She's in most of the scenes. She's in almost every scene. She's the whole point of the movie or the series is about her. He's only in a little bit of it, and he's getting paid more than her.
I know, but you know, do you remember the movie Apocalypse Now?
Yeah.
Older people remember. Great film. Francis Ford Coppola.
That's right.
Now, there are other actors who are in it the whole film. Marlon Brando was in it for 5 minutes. Actually, less. Probably about, you know...
4 minutes.
Let's go 4 minutes, right? And you got paid $5 million. This is back in this, late 70s.
Wow, so, did he really? And everyone else just got normal pay?
And he didn't even stick to his lines. He ad-libbed his lines and he didn't show up most of the time. But when you're Marlon Brando...
You do what you want.
And everyone was jealous, going, how come Marlon Brando gets more? Because he's Marlon Brando and you're not. And that's a sad fact about this industry.
The thing is, Claire Foy does an amazing job as the Queen, and I think whatever role she does get next after this, she will get more money. She's done an amazing job. Yeah. I do think Akmal has a point there. Like, Matt Smith does come with a lot of other work behind him.
And the real Queen gets a lot more than anyone.
Maybe the real Queen should give the fake Queen some of her money.
Come on, Your Majesty.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
It's ironic you say if you want to live like a prince, but Prince is actually dead along with the great...
Stephen Hawking.
Sorry to mention that.
That's okay. I wondered where you were going there. But
I didn't know where it was.
I think that might be the first time that Prince and Stephen Hawking have been compared to one another, but... What a man. We're all celebrating his life. I don't think anybody is surprised. I think when you've lived with a serious illness for that long,
I think they're surprised that he's hung around for so long.
That's right. He was given 2 years to live at the age of 21.
Idiot doctors. What do they know?
So, yeah, he's shown everyone. But what an incredible man. Died at the age of 76. Actually died on Einstein's birthday. Wow. Which is interesting.
That's how clever he is. Mm. He decided, you know, this is where I'm going.
He
understands the universe so well, he can, you know, predetermine. But you know the funny thing? I've been thinking about this because he communicated through a computer, right? And that's how it was like his brain was a hard drive, right? And so technically he could still be alive in computer form. Right? Like he would have downloaded a lot of his ideas and, you know, wouldn't it be ironic if all this brilliant stuff is sort of left behind and he just does like 2 years worth of fart jokes, you know?
Or what if he came back as a computer virus and had his last laugh at everyone?
But there's some little unknown facts about him that you've done some research on there.
Well, yeah, he had a great book too, which sold loads and loads and loads of copies, which was in the bestseller list. I think it broke a Guinness World Record for being in the bestseller list for 237 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, he shopped it around. And all the big publishers said, nah, no one's interested in that rubbish, mate. Just, you know, maybe if you had some fart jokes, maybe, you know. And this one, you know, private publisher said, I'll take that on. And he did it. And he sold 10 million copies.
Sucked in. And look at him just sort of, you know, showing everyone that you can do whatever you want to do. He had a great sense of humour, which is what I loved about him as well. Not only was he smart, but he had a sense of humour. He actually had cameo appearances. You may not know this. He had cameo appearances in Little Britain, where they pushed him around in a wheelchair. I think it was the I Want What One scene, which is great. The Big Bang Theory, he was in that. He was in Star Trek The Next Generation, and he was also in Futurama and The Simpsons. So that's pretty cool.
I know The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And I think I saw the Star Wars.
The Star Trek one. Yeah, he was a hologram in that. But also, if you remember this song from Monty Python.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's
the universe song.
Yeah.
From the meaning of life. Yes, the galaxy song. And he corrected a couple of things that were on there. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do know that he did his own version.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet.
I prefer this version.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
What a legend.
Mm.
Okay. He's going to be missed. He's going to be missed, that's for sure.
That's right. Tonight, look up into the night sky and just give a little wave.
Yes, that's the kind of thing you would do.
Yeah.
I don't do that because no one's going to wave back.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Right now, we are chatting to Rob Carlton. The guy is just been working for ages in Australia.
If you don't know who Rob Carlton is, you're an idiot.
Well,
he's been around for a very long time. He's done some great work. He's a very funny man. And he's a good bloke as well. More importantly,
he's
one of those blokes who should have been, he's still young. He should be a lot bigger, except he's got a few issues with substance abuse. And
no, you can't say that.
I'm kidding.
He's been in Underbelly, Paper Giants, Any Questions for Ben, heaps of stuff.
He joins us
right now. G'day, Rob. How you going?
Mate. Well, for a guy as high as I am this morning, I'm doing pretty well.
You see?
Akmal.
Hi, Rob.
That's outrageous. You've opened with a substance abuse slur.
I know.
How long have you and I been friends? And we promised we'd never talk about it.
I know, I forgot. I forget that because of the substance abuse. It damages your brain.
Hey,
you
Rob, it was great to meet you the other night at the screening of You Can't Stop the Murders, which was a film, full of comedians and comic actors. And I thought your role as Barry was just brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. She kept raving about it. And she didn't mention me at all. She's like, oh, wasn't Rob funny?
Well, Mandy, can I be the first to say that you were absolutely stunning in your Indian outfit the other night?
Yes, thank you.
I thought the whole audience should have been wearing Indian outfits and Indian headdresses after I saw you in yours.
Yes.
I felt like a missed opportunity. And certainly Akmal, I think a huge band of feathers over that balding pate of yours would do fantastic.
That wouldn't go astray.
Around the Central Coast area, mate.
I'll take that on. Do you still have those?
I think I do somewhere.
Yes, yes.
But Rob, of course, the movie that we saw the other night with Akmal
Sali.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Full of Aussie comics. And the new movie that's coming out tomorrow, I believe, that you're in, is also full of amazing Australian comics.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got a movie starting today. It's starting today and it finishes on Sunday. It's 4 days because then they're going to get it straight out to various other platforms. But it's an event movie.
Yeah.
And it's not a movie like a movie you've seen before. And I know everyone says that, but this is actually true. This movie doesn't have a story.
No.
There's no story to this movie, and I know everyone says it's about the script. This story is literally, it's like a documentary of Shane Jacobson inviting 30 of his funniest friends to a party, and everyone standing around a fire telling jokes.
Oh, that sounds so cool. And it's called That's Not My Dog.
Yeah.
It's called That's Not My Dog, which is a punchline of a very famous joke.
Akmal,
yeah?
Rob, I was going to list all the comedians that are in this film, but I thought it'd be probably easier to mention the people who aren't in it. Akmal Sali.
Yeah.
That's wrapped.
If you answered your phone, mate, I don't think I'm sharing any secrets here, Mandy. We can all agree that Akmal is one, a terrific bloke, two, a terrible communicator.
Yes.
Akmal,
that's why I'm on the radio.
And you're great with a microphone in front of you, but don't expect a callback.
No.
And you're and in terms of being bigger, A, of course you could be bigger because you're very, very short.
Yes.
B, mate, your performance in the movie You Can't Stop the Murders the other night was spectacular.
Wasn't it?
Mate, honestly, it's so funny.
Yeah.
You're the funniest fellow. So, honestly, I can't think the only reason you're not in the film That's Not My Dog this weekend is because you didn't answer your phone.
And that would be absolutely correct, Rob. He never responds to emails either.
Yes.
Sometimes I talk to him and he just walks away. I mean, it's not even on the phone.
It's a shame I can't delete her, But, okay, well, Rob, tell us I won't get you to tell the joke you told in the film because that'll spoil it, but tell us, do you have a favourite joke that you just pull out when people ask you? And I'm sure people ask you all the time. Tell us a joke.
No, tell us a joke, mate. Tell us a joke.
Yeah.
I've got a favourite one from this. I've got a couple of favourite ones from this film but I don't want to tell them because literally the way the people tell them in the film is the best ever.
It's all in the delivery,
isn't it? You've got people like Jim Mullen, Paul Hogan, Bev Killick, one of your old favourites. Yeah. People might not know her name, but she's one of the great people. Fiona O'Loughlin.
Yeah.
Just these incredible, funny funny people. Tim Ferguson from the Doug Anthony All-Stars from years ago. Limo is in it. So there's literally 30 people sitting around. It's the best film. I took six of my high school friends, and you know they're going to slaughter you. If it's
yeah,
no good.
Yeah, they're going
to
be mean.
You went to a tough school.
Man, and there's nothing like... At least I went to school, Akma.
Well, that's true. That's true. I was away for 6 years.
But they came away feeling good.
So they had the best... And it was a great film to get together. You know, some jokes are a bit naughty or a bit wrong, and if you're in company, you think, oh, should I laugh at that or shouldn't I laugh? But you kind of really want to laugh at that.
Yep.
There's a lot of this film where you just want to laugh with your old friends at each other and go, oh, good Lord.
Tell us a joke that you can tell on air, Rob. What's your favourite?
I don't know, because the whole setup's so long. All right, okay, here's a true one. Here's a true joke. A moth walks into a podiatrist, and the podiatrist says, oh, what can I do for you? How's it? And the moth says, mate, everything's terrible. It's terrible. My life's gone down the toilet. My wife hates me. My son hates me. I'm drinking again. It's just, I can't do anything right. It's terrible. And the podiatrist says, geez, mate, that's terrible. But it sounds to me like you need a psychiatrist. And the moth says, yeah, a psychiatrist would be brilliant. And the podiatrist says, well, I'm a podiatrist. Why did you come in here? And the moth said, oh, your light was on.
Hey,
nice.
Not bad.
Nice.
Rob, it's so great to talk to you. Good luck with the film. It's only on for 4 days. You've got to get to the cinemas, event cinemas, and see it. That's Not My Dog, Shane Jacobson, and a whole host of other Aussie comedians.
Yeah, event cinemas, Atugra, Etalong Pictures. It kicks off today, finishes Sunday. Make sure you see it. Rob Carlton, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks, care. Mate. Take it easy.
Bye, Rob.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
We're going to talk about our producer, Al. Gorgeous Al. Young, good-looking, tall, strapping young man.
Not interested in you at all.
No.
Because?
Because?
He's gay.
That's right. Anyway.
Big gay Al.
And Al loves it. He doesn't mind us talking about him like this at all. Mm. But Al... is looking for love in all the right places and consequently teed up a first date the other night. Now, this was the night that we were screening your movie, You Can't Stop the Murders, at Hoyts Arena. And I thought it was a little unusual, but we all sort of met for a quick bite to eat before the movie, and in walks Al's date. So he'd arranged to meet his date at a work function, essentially, right?
Yes.
Which is a bit odd, I think, to start with. Then he introduces his date to his workmates, who are we've already eaten our dinner.
Yes.
So he's got to sit down and eat his dinner on his own. Right? I don't think Al even waited for him. I think Al ate his dinner first as well.
Yeah.
So then the poor guy sits down at a table with eight people who've all finished their dinner.
Yeah.
Right? Which is weird.
They're all going to watch him eat, which is really awkward.
Which is awkward. Mm. Then he takes him to a 15-year-old movie at Hoyts, which is not in HD or any kind of quality.
Come on. It was meant to be in that quality.
It was fine. It was great. It was I'm just building the tension here.
Yes,
go
I understand.
With me.
I understand. Yes, yes, yes.
Then he took him
to a film that he wouldn't be interested in, really.
He wouldn't have chosen to see.
He's a young man.
That's right. Then he took him grocery shopping after the movie. it gets worse. Then he sat outside Yogurtland for an hour, talking to him with his groceries in his hand, and then he made out in a tiny car in Erin Affair car park.
That's a top night out.
What a great night out.
Yogurt and sex together at last.
No, we don't know if that happened.
Just had a pash.
We don't know.
They just kissed.
But I love that he used grocery shopping.
We took him grocery shopping and introduced him to his workmates on the first date.
I don't want to get graphic here, but we haven't asked him what kind of groceries he purchased. It may have been very related
to the
events that took place in the car park.
No, Al's a very healthy guy. It would have been
broccoli,
cucumbers,
it would have been
carrots. They're all healthy food.
Al, was it healthy food?
It was sparkling water.
Lebanese sweet potato dip, carrots, quinoa.
He's a healthy boy.
But it's a very awkward first date. I think it's possibly the most awkward first date.
That is honestly the most awkward first date I've heard.
Really?
Have you had more awkward than I know you choked on a pie once with Kate.
I've had some shockers. I had a first date where these guy and I was like trying to be flirty with this girl. She was really pretty and we're talking and I'm a bit shy, you know, and I dressed well and I even wore pants and shoes and socks and we're driving the date went horrible. She just was not into me at all.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit. And on the way home, these guys drove next to me and they asked me to wind the window down. And I wind the window down and they threw a rotten egg in my face. And I was covered in rotten egg and she was going to spew from the smell.
Oh, that's actually really terrible.
See, yeah, so that makes Alan's date seem smooth sailing. I've had much worse.
4324444. Tell us about your weird first date.
If anyone can top that weird first date, seriously, we'll give you a prize because that.
I can
is
top
ridiculous.
My own one. I just remembered.
Wait. 4324444. We want to hear about your weird first date.
And you, widow, you've just told us about a weird first date. Yeah. Come on, fess up.
I quite like this girl, and I went on a date with her, and she works in TV. And I kind of forgot that she works in reality TV. Mm-hmm. And during the date, I was like, God, I just hate The Voice Australia. I just can't stand it. The way that people go on there and their careers accelerate so quickly and then there's nothing done for them afterwards. It's like they pick them up and drop them. It's really sad.
Uh-oh.
I forgot that the show she works on was The Voice Australia.
Oh. And, how did that go down?
Yeah, the date.
No one went down.
I tried to pick it up after the tie. I said, well, let's go get some ice cream. And when got ice cream, that was the fastest ice cream ever eaten.
Get out of there.
So yeah, look, everyone's got a weird first date story, unfortunately.
And that cuts to, you know, after that story, it cuts to a widow in bed with a tub of yogurt.
Crying. Well, just hang on, let's
with
just
that
see.
That song playing, don't cry out loud.
Producer Al, you got one date. Is there a second? Have you got a second?
Oh, yeah, did you get a second date?
Yes.
Yay! He's a keeper. If he can put up with grocery shopping in Yogurt Land, he's a keeper.
And I've had my wife actually that, you know, ended up, because not all really bad first dates end up badly.
No.
I ended up marrying the woman and I took her to, I've told this story before.
Yes, you told it, that you burnt your mouth on a pie and she laughed at you.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story.
Well, you told it yesterday, so
I was going to elaborate and make.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under. He'll score under the paint.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team. Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
It's interesting. We're talking to Sterlo right now. It's interesting how every time we have Sterlo, we have to precede it with his resume.
Well, we do.
As if people don't know who he is.
But he's a champion. It's worth celebrating every single week.
It is celebrating, but we know what he's done.
Are you there? We're celebrating you right now. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm great. If you could update that, I was better than actually what I just heard there. No, there's much more to the buyer.
Well, we can add to it.
I'll send the stuff through, okay?
Yeah, good, mate. We'll get it on LinkedIn, Sterlo.
Yeah, we'll just devote the entire show to Sterlo's introduction.
If you're looking for half hour of content, I can provide it.
I'm sure you can.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, Sterlo, I've got a question for you because, you know, when I was young and we used to live right next door to Belmore Oval, and this is how old I am, the games used to cost $2 and we used to sneak under the fence so we didn't even pay. But we'd watch the Bulldogs, say, play the Dragons, and then the game would be great and we'd finish, and then some of the people I knew would sort of, you know, set fire to part of the stadium. It was a great day out.
I mean, what a great day out for the family.
But you know,
hang on, some of the people you knew, like, you weren't involved.
No, he wasn't involved.
I want to make
afar.
That absolutely clear. I had nothing to do with that. I was just an innocent observer of this reckless behaviour, but. You know, I don't know, footy seems to change the rules without telling me.
Mm.
You know, like I'd be watching it and go, oh, that rule's changed. And there was no meeting, there was no phone call. Like, for example, this one has baffled me, right? Now, the scrum, I think, is just unnecessary, right? Because, no, because when I was young, the guy, the halfback, had to, you know, feed the scrum in an even way.
So feed the ball into the scrum in an even way so that no team was advantaged,
right? So both teams had a chance of getting the ball,
and now
right?
what happens?
Now, you can throw it into, you can give it to the lock forward, and it's legal. What is the point of the scrum?
Okay, Stillo, tell us.
Firstly, I can't understand how Todd Greenberg hasn't rung you personally to run the changes in the game.
He's got my number. I think it's an ethnic thing. He just doesn't like brown people.
I'd hate to think that's the case, but I'll have a word with Todd about it. Look, I have heard a scrum described in the past as one bloke trying to push two blokes up three blokes' backside. Now, I've always thought they're a little bit more technical than that, and I am a bit of a traditionalist. Uh-huh. I take your point. They don't really serve much of a role in the game these days. They're not a contest. And I've got to point out, Akmal, I think I was the only halfback honest enough to actually throw the ball in the middle of a scrum.
Of course you did, Sterling.
Everybody
got credibility.
I didn't cheat. But I've got to say, in the game today, there's not many chances where you get your back lines. I don't want to get too technical here, but you get your back lines 20 metres apart with all of those forwards out of the way. It's a great attacking opportunity. Mm. So whilst I can understand it doesn't play the same role it did in the past, I'd still prefer to see them in the game, but maybe make them a little bit more of a contest if we could. But I'll take that up with Todd and I'll get him to ring you.
Thanks, Peter. Just
get your input.
You know, for a second there, I thought you were going to say these blokes don't get an opportunity to stick their heads up other guys' asses.
No, I didn't say that. And
no, you didn't.
Move on, Sterlo. What are your top tips for the weekend?
Look, I'm going to fly through them really quickly. I'm going Sharks, Roosters, Cowboys. I like Warriors to make it 2 in a row. Can't believe I said that.
Wow.
Penrith, the Storm. I'm going for Parramatta, my old club, to bounce back against Manly. And we're rounding out with Canberra beating Newcastle. And my best, look, I'm a Panthers fan this year. And it's not just because they knocked over Parramatta last weekend. I think Penrith at home, a win again, and that'll be 2 wins in a row for the start of their season. And after last year's, where they only won 2 of their first 9, a much better start in 2018.
Oh, fantastic. We love your tips, Sterlo. We're probably going to stick them up on our Facebook page as well. But thank you for joining us once again and for helping Akmal with the hard, hard-hitting questions.
Thank you, Sterlo.
Of rugby league.
Have a great weekend, guys, and you can expect Todd's call very soon.
Yeah, I will. I'll answer it.
Thanks, Sterlo. It's all thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. And catch all the footy tips on our Facebook page at 2GOFM.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
The time has come for us to get out of here.
But before we go, you've never, like, every show we've had so far, Widdo has told us what day it is.
Yes.
But today he hasn't.
No.
But I've got it.
Friday, right?
No, it's Thursday.
Oh, sorry.
But it's also...
Thank God we talked.
It's also... because you've still got to show up tomorrow. Yeah.
You're talking about international days.
Yeah, today's International True Confessions Day.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I want a true confession from both of you before we leave.
I think I've told you everything. There's not much left.
No, I don't know. Oh, I really enjoy cleaning my ears. I almost do it every night with a Q-tip. I love the feeling of cleaning my ears.
My mum says you should put nothing smaller than your elbow in your ear.
Well, that's smaller than
your... That's the last thing we're going to leave you with on this Thursday morning. Don't put anything smaller than your elbow.
I've seen him clean his ears with his car keys. I think one day he's going to start himself up.
Look, if you want to catch up with anything on the show, you can do that at 2gofm.com.au or on the app as well. You can get Sterlo's footy tips thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. Also, we chatted to God earlier in the show.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
And also Rob Carlton, not to get the two confused. We got to get out of here. Mickey D's up next. We'll catch tomorrow at 5:30. Bye.
Bye.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.